Get that intro off of there. That is having a hard time and cutting out. So welcome today to Living the Good Life right here on TantalkNetwork.com. And we are in Clearwater, Florida, and we are Beacon of Hope Ministries and have been for 18 plus years. So almost 19 years. So anyway, I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. Along with me today are going to be Dr. Angel Falzone, who's in the studio getting set up, and Betty Thomas, all the way from Michigan. So a couple of our radio team members, and we are very, very glad to have them join us today for this show. It's exciting. So we're looking forward to what God's going to do today. It's going to be powerful. We're glad you have joined us, audience. We are in our 14th year. You say, you say that a lot, Pastor. Yes, I do, because I like to be reminded of God's goodness and his greatness and how his staying power and how his keeping power, Angel, and how God has just kept us all these years. And, you know, we have just been blessed with so many wonderful contributors on the radio through the years. And some of them are still with us, and some have gone to other places, whatever. But you know what? We bless them all, everyone that's ever contributed to this show. It's a blessing, all the time that they spent, and all of them have spent with us here on the air. So we're really looking forward to a great show today. We are still in the book of John. We're about to finish that up by next week and go into a new series. And it's going to be a series where we learn to pray with power. And we won't even tell you much about it, except that's going to start 2 weeks from today, a new series. Prayer Power Personified is the name of it. So it's going to be kind of really good. It'll be personal, how it applies in your life, and you can learn a lot from that series. So today we're talking about the Holy Spirit and God's indwelling presence, Dr. Angel. What a blessing.
Yes, it is. Always a blessing to be here.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Let me get your mic turned up. Let's try that again. Say something again.
I said it's always a blessing to be here.
Yeah, it is. It is a blessing to be here. We love it. We enjoy it so very much. You and I have our Thursday night show. We always mention that on the Sunday show. And you want to mention what we do on Thursday night and how to find us?
Sure. Thursday night here on this station at 6:06 p.m., we have Go Yard. It is a life coaching radio show where we tackle everyday life problems and give you tools to get through them. We have really been handling this most of this year about just getting through and coping with COVID and all the changes that have happened, and how do we thrive through this pandemic? How do we avoid falling into the traps of depression and fear? And how do we handle everything that's happening?
Because there's been so much that's been going on for the last several weeks or months now. And so we did a series, started about the middle of March. If you want to go here to TantalkNetwork.com, go to podcasts, hit that little purple internet something button, and it'll open up the whole page of all the shows here. And then go to the name of that Thursday night show, Go Yard, which you can do the same thing with these Sunday shows. Living the Good Life is today's show title. I mean, it's the Sunday show's title. And then you'll be able to hear the show in podcast form. We are going to be getting this COVID series on our own Go Yard website, but I haven't had the hours in the day to get that done yet, but it will get done soon. So what's the benefit, Dr. Angel, of going back and listening to past shows, especially when it comes to our Go Yard shows?
Oh, wow, with Go Yard especially. But you know what? Sometimes when we do a show, it doesn't, maybe you missed it, you didn't know about the series, or maybe it just, you weren't there in your life at that time. You weren't experiencing what we were talking about. And so the benefit of going back is, you know, on our webpage, they're titled, and so you can kind of get an idea of the topic of the show, but it'll give you tools to get through whatever you're currently dealing with. We have handled almost 6 years of shows, and we have definitely left no topic ignored, and we take them deep and we take them practical.
Yeah, why do we do that, all that practicality stuff?
Well, that's what it enables our listeners to have some tools to really help them get through. We can't just, we're not just talking about the problem, we're offering solutions.
Absolutely. Thursday night's a call-in show. This Sunday afternoon show is not. But on Thursday evening, people can call in. Actually, there is a placard sitting right there on the table where you are in the studio that says, basically, that you can call in. That's not for this show. That's for our Thursday night show you can call in. Why would somebody want to do that?
Well, they can make a comment, ask a question, or just participate in the show.
Which is always a good idea, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know about you, Dr. Angel, but I love doing these shows. And I love Sunday show. Well, I love both of them, different formats. But the Sunday show gives us an opportunity to really, really talk about God and practical aspects of his nature. That's always our goal. And how the Word of God fits in our individual lives and why we should be in our Bibles, why we should be studying, why we should be hearing shows like this. Why all of those things. That's what we try to do on Sunday is to create an atmosphere where people say, you know what, I do need to draw closer to God.
Well, you know, I kind of look at this show as, you know, the Word of God is our sword. And I feel like this show teaches us how to use that sword and to learn more about the effectiveness of the sword and
that's
to get
right.
to know the sword. Like, it just is really about making it apply to my life in the here and now.
Oh, absolutely. Betty Thomas, are you on the air with us?
I am here.
You are.
I am there. I wish I was there.
We wish you were here, too. We wish you were here. I saw that you were on our Zoom service this morning. And would you tell our audience why we're doing that, the Zoom, and how they can access it, which is to send you a prayer, a request to be on Zoom, on the Zoom list at prayers@BOHMglobal.com. That's how they do it. But go ahead.
Yeah, one of the neat things about, you know, even though that we're in uncertain times, we have the certainty that we can reach people through the gospel and through getting it through social media. And one of the things that you can do is send, I would like to have a Zoom message. I would like to be included. And what you can do is this, please send me a Zoom message, and Pastor Jim or myself will send you the key. We'll have a link. All you have to do is click on that link. Make sure that you have the Zoom app on your computer or on your iPhone or on your smartphone, and just click on that link, and it takes you directly to the Zoom place at Beacon of Hope Sunday service at 10 a.m. And it was a mighty, mighty, mighty service this morning. And you can view those right straight from your easy chair at home. By just clicking, add me. I would love to see the Zoom services on Sunday, and we will be glad to add you.
And it includes all the music, right? And you watching from Michigan, so are things coming across pretty well? We had some Zoom problems initially, but we're a lot better now, don't you think?
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, this morning I had, this is the first time I'd ever viewed it on my smartphone, and so I downloaded the app. But I had trouble with sound this morning. So you have to make sure that your sound capabilities are up or turned up, and that you can have I think it's the microphone, but you don't want to, you want to unmute yourself because I have did it the first time. I was not muted, and I was just singing at the top of my lungs. And the
okay.
music was on, and one of the ladies that was watching said, Betty, unmute. Mute your phone.
Okay. Yeah, so mute, not unmute. So mute, right?
No, mute it.
Yes, mute it, right. And unless you want us to hear you singing, which is okay, too. So
I guess it wasn't.
No, it was great. You know, in this time of COVID, it has caused all of us to change some things that we took for granted, like the fact that up until a few weeks back or a few months back, if people were to be a part of Beacon of Hope services, they had to be there in person. Angel, how is that, besides doing Zoom, we also do Facebook, and you handle that. So you want to comment on that?
Sure. We also post a portion of the sermon on Facebook Live every Sunday. So about 15, 20 minutes of the sermon goes out there. And, you know, it's a great another tool, another medium to be able to get the Word of God.
Yes, yes, and that's what it's all about. Let's start with prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you for this day. We thank you for the great service we had this morning. We thank you right now that we are going to enter into your presence on the radio show, and we thank you for every listener that takes the time to listen. And Lord, we ask that you just bless the work of our hands, as I know you do. Bless our chat together as we teach your concepts and your word. We give you the glory and the praise for what you're going to get done today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. 10,000 reasons. There are 10,000 reasons or more why we praise God.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song.
praise God. We worship His holy name, and we do that right now. And we thank You, Lord, for this opportunity to be on the air with our dear friends and those who are just now tuning in, perhaps for the first time. Well, go with us to John chapter 14, and we're going to start off with verse 6. This whole series, Believe and Receive, if you've missed them, again, they are right here on podcast form, tantalknetwork.com. Go to podcasts and look at the name of this show, Living the Good Life. Verse 6 of John 14, Jesus said to him, I am. There are 7 I am statements in the book of John. This is one of them. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by and through me. Major statement there by Jesus. He's the way to get to the Father. He's the truth. It says in John 1:14 that the Word, which is Jesus, became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. Glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. What does Jesus have? Grace and truth on the inside of Him, right? That's what He's all about. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by or through me. And then he goes down to verse 9. Let's go down there, and he says in the second half of verse 9 of John 14, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say then, show us the Father? Okay? Jesus expressed purpose besides dying on the cross to forgive us for our sins and to take the pain of our physical problems and emotional problems on Him. On the cross, besides that, Jesus came to show us the nature of the Father. Why is that important, Betty? Why is it important that we see what Father God is all about?
Well, because if you know the Father, then you know the Son. Mm-hmm. And it's so important to know that, and as we get into it more this afternoon, of why it's so important to know the Father.
Yes.
Because the only way you can get to the Father is through Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. And we believe and we acknowledge that the Godhead is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In Matthew 28, you don't have to go there, I'll just tell it to you. Verses 18 to 20, as Jesus is getting ready to go back up into heaven, and He says that all authority has been given to Him, and He says, go ahead. So basically, He says, all right, I've had this authority, and I'm giving it to you. So go and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, okay? Jesus acknowledges the Godhead right there, and He acknowledges a lot of other places. But if you just want a quick reference, if somebody says to you, I think God's just one person, no. And it's so hard to understand the fact that there can be three persons in one person. Angel, do you want to tackle that one?
You know, it really is difficult to wrap our little finite minds around it.
It is, yeah.
When I used to teach children's church, I would teach this concept to the kids was looking at water. Water has three states. You know, it can be a liquid, it can be a gas, it can be, frozen. It can be a solid, a liquid, gas, and a solid. And so, but it's all still water, still H2O, H2O at the heart of what it is. And that's kind of like how I would try and help the kids understand, like the Trinity of, you know, is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They're all the same essence,
right?
But they all have they're the same and united, but they all are there's a difference
in their function, what they do, right?
Yes.
Right. But their essence of who they are, their character, if you say God is good, you can apply that concept to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Goodness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kindness. All the things that we talked last week about the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5. Let's run over there real quick because that'll help explain this. In Galatians 5, verse 22 or 23, it says this, and it's really very much a part of our understanding of the nature of God. In Galatians 5, 22, Paul says this to the church at Galatia, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And then in parentheses, because I'm in the Amplified Bible, the work which His presence within accomplishes. So the fruit is the work that is accomplished through the fact that he indwells us. So what happens as he indwells us? It's love. It's joy. There's nine of them. There's nine fruits and nine gifts. Love, joy, peace, patience. And in the Amplified, it says patience and even temper, forbearance. Yeah. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, meekness, humility, self-control. And so those are the nine fruit. And last week we were talking about bearing fruit. And you, in order to bear fruit, you must learn to abide in the presence of Almighty God. Betty, talk about that, because that is critical. Abiding is critical to being able to bear fruit.
Well, it is, because you have to be rooted. It's just like any kind of growth that you have. You have to be, you know, you've got to have fertile soil, which is the Word of God. And you've got to get down it in. You've got to get it down inside of you. You've got to be rooted in the Word to be able to practice the fruits of the Spirit. And it's one of the things that you know, it's like what Angel was saying about, you know, you've got to water it. You know, the watering the Word, getting the Word inside of you. So once you get that root down inside of you, the Word of God, is that it starts to blossom. You start to see the things that you were talking about, the love, the patience, the peace, and the kindness, the goodness, the faithfulness. Those are the things that are that kind of fruit produces.
Amen.
And it's especially today, it's hard. It's hard to, if you're not in the Word, it's hard to be able to see that fruit blossom and be able to be the kind person that God wants us to be. I know in the Amplified version I have, it says unselfish concern for others.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you guys were talking about last year on Thursday night, is about how we have to show love. We have to show joy. We have to show peace and patience during these very uncertain times.
We do.
That's what happens when you're rooted into the Word.
Amen.
And you practice it. And again, I think Angel has said on another show that it takes X amount of days to create a habit. And once you get into the Word and you make it a habit, it just comes natural. And then these things just start to flow. They start to blossom.
Oh, amen. Let's look at verse 24 and 25 of Galatians chapter 5. Those who belong to Christ Jesus, the Messiah, have crucified the flesh, the godless human nature, with its passions and appetites and desires. Okay, so when we begin to really get in a position of, okay, God, I want all you have for me. I want to be the person you want me to be. I want to control my not-so-good impulses, right? And look at verse 25, Galatians 5. If we live by the Holy Spirit, that's how you do it. You live with the help of the Holy Spirit. We cannot just say, wake up one day, all right, today I'm patient. I'm going to be patient forever. In my own strength, I'm going to be patient. What's wrong with that, Dr. Angel?
It doesn't usually work out very well because...
You're talking about me or you?
Any of us. You know, we can really try in our own power to have these... character traits or attributes.
Yes.
We can only do it for a very short period of time because it's the powering of God and the Spirit within Him that enables us to really live. It's not just, you know, have a little bit of patience for this one piece of my life. It's living in that patience with everywhere I walk and everyone I talk with.
You know, my car runs on gasoline. Most cars do, right? But if I were just sitting and I'd say, you know what, I'm not going to put any more gasoline in my car anymore because I don't want to pay for it. And I don't think I should have to pay for it, right? I am just going to drive it the way it is. So I get in the car and the light comes on and says, you're out of gas. And I say, no, I shouldn't have to have gas in my car. I resist that. I don't want to have gas in my car. What's wrong with that, thinking, Angel?
Well, it's not going to get you anywhere because your car has to have gas to run. That's the fuel that makes your engine go. And so we can fight it and we can kick and scream all we want. At the end of the day, if we want that car to go, it has to have that fuel.
And if we want to live, verse 25, Galatians 5, if we live by the Holy Spirit, if that's how we want to live, and if we want to live in all these fruit that we just mentioned, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, all those, all nine, let us also walk by the Spirit. So if by the Holy Spirit we have our life in God, let us go forward walking in line, our conduct controlled by the Holy Spirit. That's like your car is not going to go if it's not controlled by the fuel that fires it and that allows it to start, Betty. Talk to us.
Well, sitting here thinking about what you just said is that getting your car to go, you know, being in the Spirit, it takes a process. You know, you got to put your key in the ignition. You got to turn it. But if you don't have that fuel or that gas to power it, it's not going to go anywhere.
It's going nowhere.
You're going to sit. It's going to sit. It's going to get stagnant. The tires are going to dry rot. You're not going to go anywhere until you put gasoline in that tank.
Right.
And it doesn't take much to get it started. You could put a gallon or two in it and it would turn over.
Right.
But you've got to maintain that fuel to keep it going, and that's what the Holy Spirit does.
Yeah, amen.
Once we start to run, and we can run out of energy, or we can run out of fuel, we can get ourselves into a place where, you know, we've got to have that fuel, and that fuel comes from the Word of God.
Yes.
Which comes from the Holy Spirit that lives in us. Mm-hmm. We have to live day by day, minute by minute. We have to live and want to live in His presence.
Amen. Word of God speak, Big Daddy Weave. And if God is doing a work in you, you're going to want to hear the Word of God speak to you. Love this song.
I'm finding myself at a loss for words. And the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. I'm finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise. And all that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet hear your voice. And Word of God speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, and be still and know joy in this place. Please let me stay.
majesty to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness.
Okay, spend time in his presence. Woo, sometimes it's not for us to be chatting, it's for us to be listening, Angel. And I really think that song speaks to me so much because I know I live in it, you do, and so do Betty. We live in the Word. Would you explain that whole concept to our listeners?
Sure. Living in the Word is, it is the fuel every day. It's, we can't get through moment to moment without being in the Word. And if it's taking the Word in through reading the Word and singing the Word or praying, you know, constantly, it's living in the Word. It's making it a priority every single day. It's stopping and letting Him speak to us. You know, I always say, I use it a lot in counseling, God gave us two ears and one mouth, and we should use them in proportion.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
And that comes true with our spiritual life and our spiritual walk. You know, so often a lot of people will just talk and talk and talk to God, which is good, but we have to stop and listen too. And the Word mm-hmm. is one of those ways we listen to Him speaking to us.
Yes. Jesus is the Word. We go back to what I quoted a few minutes ago, John 1:14. The Word, that's Jesus, became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory. Glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. When you get in the Word, it's Jesus, it's the Spirit of the living God that begins to talk to you and teach you things. And we're going to John 14, verse 16, where we were this morning a little bit for a couple minutes. And this is Jesus talking, and He's talking to the disciples. He's teaching them these concepts. And He says in John 14, 16, I will ask the Father. Okay, now, there's a distinction there, see? Father and Son and Holy Spirit, right here. It's very definite, right here. I will ask the Father. He will give you another Comforter. And in the Amplified, there's seven meanings of the Holy Spirit right here. I love these. Comforter, Counselor. You need counseling? Helper. You need help? Intercessor, somebody prays to the Father for you. Advocate, somebody like an attorney standing in the gap for you. Strengthener and standby, that He may remain with you forever. So Jesus is telling the disciples what is about to happen, that when He goes to the cross, dies for our sins, all that means is raised from the dead and whatever. And then He walked this earth, we know, for 40 days. And He appeared to over five, well, one place alone, He appeared to over 500 people. So a lot of people Jesus appeared to. There were many sightings. We've talked about some of those in our recent shows. But then He said, as He went to heaven in Acts chapter 1, He said, I am going, well, let's go there. Let's look at that. Let's just look at that. Acts chapter 1, look at let's look at verse 3. Acts 1, 3. To them also He showed Himself alive. This is the disciples and the people following Him. After His passion, which is His suffering in the garden and on the cross. And by a series, is what I was just talking about, Acts 1, 3, of many convincing demonstrations and unquestionable evidences and infallible proofs. In other words, like with Doubting Thomas, he said, yeah, you don't believe me? Here, let me show you my hands with the nail scars in his hands, right? And so he did this for, it says, during 40 days and talking to them about the things of the kingdom of God. I'm in verse 4 of Acts 1. And while being in their company and eating at the table with them, we have several instances where he sat down and ate. He ate with them. That's crazy. His body is, this is a kind of a, so we can see what our renewed bodies are going to be like. We're going to eat. We know we're going to eat at the marriage supper of the Lamb. I don't believe there's a McDonald's in heaven. I don't know what I'm going to do. But other than that, we are going to eat. He commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised. Okay, where did this promise come from? It came from the Father. Of which he said, you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but not many days from now you shall be baptized and introduced into the Holy Spirit. So right there, as Jesus is leaving this planet and going to heaven, he says, don't go anywhere, because you're going to get baptized with the Holy Spirit. We're going to be talking a lot more about that next Sunday. Okay, so he is saying here, this Spirit, the Spirit of the living God, he will give you another comforter. God will give you another comforter. Comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor. Why do we need all that, Betty? Why do we need a relationship with the Holy Spirit, with the Son, and with the Father?
It's like breathing.
It's like breathing? Okay.
It's just like breathing, is that we have to have oxygen to live. Our bodies require it. Our spirit requires the presence of Almighty God is through His Holy Spirit. And one of the things that we need, especially through these uncertain times, this, you know, living outside of the normal of what we're used to, is that Holy Spirit plays a vital role in keeping us together.
Amen.
Physically, mentally, and
spiritually. Yes.
And if we didn't have that reassurance that the Holy Spirit is with us, that He is our comforter, He is interceding, you know, He's our intercessor, He's all of the things that, because I don't have that particular part of the Bible open right now, so I can't remember them all, but
comforter, counselor, helper,
yes,
all those,
yes, and those are the things that we require to be able to keep it together. It keeps us from falling into, the Holy Spirit keeps us from falling deeper than if we didn't have Him, if you know what I'm trying to say.
I do.
Is that with Him, we can do all things.
Yes, amen.
Without Him, we are nothing. Mm-hmm. And that's why that the Lord prepared the disciples for what was going to happen. And He's preparing us now, today, for what is coming and what is happening. So that's why it's so important that we follow so closely with the Lord and with the power of and the presence of the Holy Spirit. It gives us that power to go on. It gives us that umption that we have inside of us just to be able to survive today. And I praise God and thank God that I've been blessed, and you two have been blessed by the Holy Spirit. And I just pray that our listeners have also had that blessing to have the Holy Spirit living within you, and what it does to us on a minute-by-minute basis of whenever we need Him, He's right there.
Amen. Why do we need, Angel, the comforter, the counselor, of course you're a counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, standby? Why do we need all of that aspect of the Holy Spirit?
Ooh, first of all, we need it every second of every day to get through the difficulties that we face, the unknowns that we face. I mean, the Holy Spirit teaches us the word of God as we're reading it. He opened, you know, our eyes are open. He brings it back to our remembrance as we are needing to use it or use it in battle as we're fighting through something that's going through our day. Like Counselor, he's the one that helps guide us in making those decisions and giving us that discernment of, should I do this? Or maybe that discernment of this isn't feeling right. Something's off. Like it's the most empowering piece. I mean, it's God's living empowerment inside of us every day that we get to tap into.
Boy, it is. And I wouldn't want a day without the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, when you get saved and ask Jesus to come into your heart, you get a measure of the Holy Spirit, okay? We're going to talk next week about being filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit and how that changes your life. But here is what happens. When you get saved and say, all right, Jesus, come and live on the inside of me. Remember, he's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So that the Godhead, that the Spirit of God comes to live on the inside of you. And we see here in verse 17 of John 14, the Spirit of Truth. The Spirit of Truth is summed up. That name of the Holy Spirit is summed up in those seven things we just read in verse 16. Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby. We all need somebody right there by us, don't we? And we need the strength of the power of God. We need somebody advocating for us. We need somebody praying for us, helping us, being our counselor, being our comforter. It's so important that we learn to walk in the comfort of God's Holy Spirit, because there's so many times in our lives where we are a wreck and we need some comfort. Betty, you want to comment on the comfort, how important that is?
Well, it is, because it just seems like that once we get into a rut, is that we begin to start to frail. We start to become agitated. We start to become someone who is not wanting, they need help. And especially with being on the prayer team, is that one of the things that God has always said to me through these prayers, give them peace. Give them my peace, the peace that passes all understanding. And that's what he does. He consoles us. He consoles us when we're sad. He wipes our tears away when we cry. And sometimes, you know, God says he would not leave us as orphans, because that Holy Spirit is there to comfort.
Amen.
And to give us,
yes,
to give us hope.
Yes, amen.
And to encourage us in those times when we desperately need it. He is there.
He is there. Do it again. Elevation Worship. What a great song.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won. For you have never failed me yet.
I love that song, the words. I know the night will pass. COVID will eventually pass. Did you know that? It will.
Yes, it will.
It will. I know the night will pass, and I know your promises still stand. Praise God. Praise God. And then I wrote down some others. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. Angel, you want to talk about that? Sometimes we go through some hard times, don't we? But God doesn't fail us.
Absolutely. And yes, we do go through hard times. But God is faithful, and he is exactly who he says he is. He does exactly what he says he will do. And that is why it is so vital that we are active in our word and opening it so we know who he is and we know what his word says and we know his promises so that we can stand on that when we're in the dark, when we're in the night.
Absolutely, because so often we feel like there's nobody coming to rescue us this time, right? But the thing is, God is always coming to rescue us. And we really sometimes just have to stand for and wait. We have to wait. Waiting's not easy. Betty, talk to us about this. In verse 17, I'll let you talk in a minute. John 14:17, the Spirit of Truth. That's the Holy Spirit. Whom the world cannot receive or welcome or take to its heart because it does not see him or know and recognize him. But Jesus said here to the disciples, but you know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, that's one of the promises that God gives us, is that once you accept him, you accept the Father, and then you also accept the Holy Spirit, what we call the Trinity, the three in one. And it all boils down to that once you make that very important decision, is that to know God, to know the Father, you know the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it's probably one of the greatest decisions that you'll ever make, is to know those three, because They are life. They're life to the soul. They're life to your spirit. That they have promised that he will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
I mean, we can quote scriptures all day long, mm-hmm. of what the Holy Spirit is, what the Holy Spirit does, but it's a reassurance that you are loved, that you are cared for, and that God will be with you no matter where you are, what you've done. He is always with you.
And that's the work of the Holy Spirit, to never leave us or forsake us. And Jesus said, as he was getting ready to leave this planet, oh, don't forget, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Why is that so important, Angel?
Oh, wow, because... first of all, how many people have been let down by other humans that have left us or forsaken us? And, you know, and knowing that God himself, the Spirit of God, indwells and lives in us. And no matter where we go, what we do, he's there. He's not leaving us. He's not forsaking us.
Why is that hard for people to understand?
Well, because the best thing I think we kind of compare relationships is our human ones. And so often people are so let down by people that they thought would never forsake them or leave
sure.
them or betray them or
right.
whatever. I mean, my counseling rooms are filled with people who've been hurt and let down from other people in relationships. And so knowing the relationship with God is the ultimate perfect relationship. He's not lying to us. He will not betray us. He will not leave us. He knows everything about us inside out. We have nothing to hide from him. Like, that's very foreign as going human to human.
It is. And yet he says in Romans 8:1, there's now therefore no condemnation for those who are in the world, or in Christ Jesus, I mean, in the Christ Jesus. And John 3:17, for Jesus didn't come into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So you have perfect acceptance with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He loves you, dear one, just the way you are right now. You say, but oh boy, you don't have any idea how much stuff I got baggage carrying around. You know, yeah, we all do, but God accepts us the way we are and expects that His Holy Spirit, who comes to live on the inside of us, we just read, He will be with us and in us, not just walking along beside you. You know, it's easy for somebody to be walking along with you and then suddenly they go, I want a divorce, right? Or something like that. It's not about like that. This is the person of God Himself living, dwelling on the inside of you. Betty, you quick comment here because we're getting up to the top of the hour. Go ahead. How important is this?
Well, I take, oh, it's very important. You are just really asking some very pertinent questions, and I hope I'm giving you pertinent answers.
You're doing great.
Because one of the things that we have in the Holy Spirit is that we've said this over and over and over again. He is there for us. He is within us. And if he is for us, who can be against us? And that's where a lot of us get that misconception is, well, if I can't see it, I'm not going to believe it. But one of the things that I can tell you when I came to the Lord is I had a trunk, a couple of big, huge baggages of luggage, and three or four trash bags that I left at the foot of the cross. So I know that the Holy Spirit,
yes,
lives in me, can live in you.
Amen.
And you can have the peace that we're talking about.
Amen. Woo, it's life-changing. And it does bring you peace when you enter a relationship with Almighty God. Angel, you want to talk about that very briefly, and then we're going to talk about your practice and everything else?
Sure. I mean, and the peace is in the promises of God. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and
right.
It doesn't change. And there's where the peace is. It's something absolute, something foundational, solid. We can put all of our hope and faith and trust in Him.
Hebrews 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not going to accept you one day and the next day go, you know what, I changed my mind. I don't really like you like I thought I liked you, or love you like I thought I did. That's not the nature of God. That's not how He works. This ministry is all about imparting the Word of God to our listeners and to teach relationship. What does that mean, Angel?
Oh, relationship is our daily walk with Him. It's the personalization of Him and us and walking together.
It is. Why is that important, Angel?
Because that's what empowers us to get through this world. It empowers us to be the witness of Him. It empowers the light. We are the light to the world.
Amen. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, glorify your Father which is in heaven. Betty, you and Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, do the prayer team, prayers at bohmglobal.com. What do you want to say about that?
Well, if you have a prayer request, no matter how big or how small, the Lord hears every one of them. If you have a prayer request, please send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com. If you would like to be a part of this wonderful prayer team, say, please add me to your prayer list. Send that to prayers@bohmglobal.com. And if you would like to be able to help type and be the hands and the mind of Christ just to type these prayers, please say, I would love to be able to type prayers for you. Send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com. What we do is you send that prayer. We type out a prayer request right underneath your request. We send it to the throne of God. And He is answering prayer.
Oh, He is. Yes.
We have had so many prayer requests and the praise reports. Some come in very quickly. Some take just a little bit of time, but they're coming in.
Amen.
And again, if you have a prayer request, please send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com.
Amen. And some of you out there don't identify with a particular church or ministry. We want you to come and be a part of Beacon. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, it's easier to be apart, I suppose, if you're here, but not necessarily with Zoom these days. So you can still be apart from a distance. We have a lot of Beaconites that have had to move to different states for jobs. There's a lot of them. And now with Zoom and Facebook, they can keep up with the ministry and be apart. So you are welcome. We are located at 2058 Weaver Park Drive in Clearwater, right off of Hercules between Drew and Sunset Point, if that gives you a reference point. Services are Sunday morning at 10, Wednesday night. Bible study starts at 6:15, and prayer meeting starts at 5:15. And everybody's welcome. And Wednesday nights, a lot of people bring their dinner because they come from work. So you're welcome to do that, too. We sit at tables on Wednesday nights so that you can do that and get your Bible and your notebook spread out there and study. So that's what it's all about. I'm going to have Angel talk about, we already mentioned Go Yard, but we'll let you mention it one more time here in just a minute as soon as we get to the top of the hour. The website, we want you to get there. Go there. You can see so much about what's going on. I know what I want you to talk about, Angel, is the Mexico, the missions, and how that is impacting our lives on a daily basis. Because in 2016, I made two trips there. Having grown up in Central America and Guatemala, Costa Rica, I went to Mexico at the invitation of a missionary there, and we began to partner with a group of people in Puebla, Mexico, and Angel's going to tell you more about that in just a minute. Go to our website, bohmglobal.com. It'll tell you all about that, and it'll also give you a place on the giving tab if you would like to give financially for the work that feeds kids and everybody else there. It's what a blessing, and we want your help with that. And here we go. Station ID.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.